you've no doubt probably heard of the new free social media revolution, Elo, that's gotten a lot of the headlines lately for a variety of reasons. The invite only, the number of requests that they had after that, the seeming exclusivity of jumping onto it, which is great because that's one of the best ways to propel any of these web and app solutions online is with the invite codes. It always works very well. And then, most recently, the denial of service attacks where all the early adopters were finding it difficult to use the service. The compelling part of it, though, to me, is I've been stating for years now that there needs to be a big change in the social media space. What with, Friendster to MySpace to now, of course, Facebook and Twitter. There's going to be a pretty sizable change. I mean, there was a time frame in which there was a specialized website that you would go to for socializing and sharing and all that type of stuff. But then as we get more and more accustomed to that, as more and more people are participating in the act of sharing, which is really the concept, that's really the great idea, the platform no longer has its own value. The platform of Facebook, for instance, doesn't really carry over the same value it had when it first came out because people are much more into sharing. It's become a lot more heavily popularized and participated in. So there doesn't need to be this wall of Facebook requirements, for Facebook login and all those types of things in order to share. I mean, it really took people a while, you know, over the course of, let's say, 5 to 10 years from the inception of social media until recently, to grasp the concept that it's cool and fun and has advantages to share moments of your life or photos or videos or what have you. But that's long but over. I mean, people are very, very happy with that and eager to share. And that's why you see all these specialized sites jump on board. Not that long ago, between the Instagrams and the Flickers for photo sharing, and YouTube's been around for a long time, obviously, for video sharing, and Facebook attempts to incorporate all of them all under one roof, and kind of as a measure, they've become a separate internet, almost like a subnet, where you have to go to Facebook to discover and share and all these types of things, so much so that companies and celebrities that have their own websites still promote their link on Facebook because of the community that exists there. Which is kind of bizarre to me, come to think of it, because, you know, if I already have a Coca-Cola website, which is a world-renowned brand and does very well on its own, and you'd certainly be able to find it through any search engine, and I could promote that very easily in all of my own branding and marketing, why would I need to leverage off of some other third party like Facebook to deliver any of this stuff? I mean, if you're in Facebook, so I can like things, and I can comment on things, and I guess I can share a link for other people to like and comment on things. That's very flat. That's pretty much what it amounts to. So the idea that I had a long time ago, and I'm thinking we're getting closer and closer to it all the time, is that the browser itself should be the platform for social media, not a separate website, not a separate web service. They keep it completely agnostic and allow people to go back to what we originally started with the internet, which was your own domains or your own space that you can control, so you don't have that one shade of Facebook blue, that pale, terrible purplish blue, and the constraints of how the page looks and feels and all of those types of things. People talk a lot about the Apple walled garden and how there's no flexibility and you can't do what you want to do and, you know, change things up however you would like. And then you look at Facebook and everybody is, you know, accepting that with open arms as if it's a totally different thing and it involves a lot more of your life than your independent list of apps and music that you get to enjoy by yourself. This is actually in control of how you're perceived and interact and share and communicate with the outside world. And no one seems to be that upset about that. The advantages of doing the social media stuff through the browser extend past everyone being able to manage their own brand look and feel and voice and appearance through their domain, but it actually just unshackles you from the constraints of Facebook. So a lot of the other issues that you do know of that Facebook has had with the science experiments of trying to drive a particular emotion, search for this online if you're not acquainted with it, to the purposeful listing of advertisements and stuff that you won't have to participate in any longer. There's a myriad of things. I mean, the data that they're controlling and tabulating and sharing, and the agencies that they're in bed with for those purposes, et cetera, et cetera. So you have Safari and you have Chrome and you have IE. Now, Internet Explorer would probably be the best benefactor of it today because Windows has taken such a major crap over the past iterations, and Internet Explorer has sucked majorly for several releases. So if they wanted to do something fundamentally different and create a community and an ecosystem to try to rival that of Apple in any facet whatsoever, which is tying people and tying devices together, it would be huge for them to try, but they won't. Google, on the other hand, with Chrome, which has gotten a great install base specifically to the PC market because of IE's failings, would also benefit greatly because this is kind of what they believe in. You know, the Android market is for, the purpose of disrupting the walled garden of Apple. Well, this is a very similar circumstance. Also, the discovery of other places and people and things like that on the internet through social media can be arrived using the Google search engine that they have. Leveraging off of that technology and putting that into the browser, so most, if not all, search queries go through Google, but if you're logged in and you have your connections and all of that stuff, it would automatically curate that information, what other people are sharing and posting related to the information that you're looking for, and gives you the ability to follow other websites based on the queries that you want with an opt-in. And every website having the innate ability to commentate and share and post things to individual pages and otherwise organically directly on the page, as opposed to me, of course, having to write a blog post and then go out there and share it on a multitude of platforms for you to come back to the original blog post, which is the purpose, sending out a link so you come back to the original content. You can go directly to the content, interact there, and boom, you're off to another place, and you don't have to use this intermediary source like Twitter and Facebook. And, break the continuity where I'm on Facebook, then I click here, then I'm out of Facebook, then I go back to Facebook. It's just doesn't make sense. So they have the discovery engine and the install base that would make it very beneficial as well, plus the mindset of disrupting anything that's that structured and trying to streamline. Safari, on the other hand, they have a great advantage as well through all the mobile devices and the existing ecosystem that Apple's already built. And so it would make a lot of sense for them to do it as well, so you can tie in things. Think about how they have the reachability and all the things that they've just released with the iOS 8 and now the upcoming Yosemite, the connectivity between the mobile devices and the desktop, which is great, being able to pick up email between devices midstream, send text messages from any device, whether it's a phone or not, and take phone calls and etc. So they're already looking to and already have been successful in bridging the gap and tying these things together. So in Safari, they could do this as well and have an immediate install base of hundreds of millions of mobile devices and computers, MacBooks, and so on that they would have immediately, which is kind of what they tried to do with Ping, but for music, which had a very early and messy demise. So the question is, why do we continue to have a segmented social space that forces us to have multiple accounts and multiple platforms to go back and forth? It requires people that want to share to have additional identities outside of their existing websites that have very rigid rules for what you can structure and present. And then when you share something, you have to do it multiple times and then bridge in and out of what the content is to what the platforms are, and then fight with them to get, positioning and make sure things share, and then how you're going to tabulate and get your analytics and everything. It's all controlled by third parties. Wouldn't it be better if it was all run through the browser, which is something organic and what we already do? I think so.